is the Philip Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It's used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and place your order, visit SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Get the newest book, Epigenetics, by Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, and receive a free membership to purchase all products that Dr. Wallach formulated at wholesale prices. You'll also get a free CD of the most famous health lecture in the world, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Join the health revolution and learn to deal with health issues with all natural products. You'll receive all this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. If you don't reach someone, just leave your name and phone number and your call will be returned. Again, you'll receive Dr. Wallach's book, Epigenetics, a free membership to enjoy wholesale prices on all of Dr. Wallach's products, and a CD, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, all for just $25 plus shipping and handling. Call Marge right now at 888-311-4311 or Char at 800-969-9272. Call now.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down-and-dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
The following program is for educational and informational purposes only and is not to be construed as medical advice. Please consult a physician of your choice with any health or medical concerns.
It's time now for Healing Our World with Mary Toko.
Mary Toko has spent thousands of hours passionately researching natural health care and is dedicated to sharing her knowledge and wisdom.
If you understand what makes the body work and how to keep it healthy, you can have healthy children.
With over 30 years' experience in educating concerned families, Mary is passionately dedicated to helping save the children of this world.
By just getting that knowledge, they're going to be less fearful and have more information. I raised my 5 children completely outside the medical model.
The voice of hope. The voice of true health.
Nutrition, detoxing, cleansing the body.
A visionary with a mission. Here's your host, Mary Toko.
And welcome to Healing Our World. I always love to open my program by welcoming any new listeners who might be joining me. I do talk a lot about health, mental, physical, emotional, and sometimes spiritual health. And today we're going to be talking about a very important topic pertaining to the health of your marriage. But before I get into my guest today, I would like to mention, first of all, that my sponsor, Avena Originals, who has sponsored my reign as America's Outstanding Mom, is going to be holding their yearly conference, and I will be speaking there along with a lot of other amazing physicians from all different walks. But the conference is going to be on August 22nd through the 24th at the Sheraton Hotel in Alberta, Canada. So Avena has been my sponsor. They have wonderful products. You can learn more about their products by going to AvenaOriginals.com. And unfortunately, my reign as America's Outstanding Mom will be ending this July. I will be basically taking my crown off, which is okay with me. I've been doing a lot of speaking, a lot of appearances around the country. Of course, my passionate mission has been for children with autism. My whole purpose was about raising awareness about how vaccinations truly are causing the autism and other problems with our children's health. But I want to thank Avena publicly for being there with me this last year, providing the funds to get me out to different locations and conferences around the country over the last 12 months. They've been a wonderful sponsor. They're a phenomenal company, and I encourage people to go to Avena Originals and see that their whole purpose and goal is about keeping you healthy. So if you're in the Alberta, Canada area, be sure to look up Revitalize Conference by Avena. It's going to be, again, August 22nd through the 24th at the Sheraton Hotel in Red Deer. So if you're out there, be sure to stop in and say hello to me. I also want to mention, before we get into my program, that Republic Broadcasting is holding their pledge drive. It's been wonderful. It's been successful, but we still have some financial needs to make. And so please show how you appreciate the honest and straightforward programming that you get from Republic Broadcasting Network. So please feel free to dig into your pocket. We appreciate your prayers. We always appreciate your wonderful emails and your support. But the real way to show your support is through a donation and a pledge. You can pledge by calling 800-724-2719. Again, the number is 800-724-2719. Or you can go to our website, Republic Broadcasting Network, and you can make a donation by hitting the donate button. And if you're still somebody who uses snail mail and you'd like to do it the old-fashioned way, there's nothing wrong with that. You can send your check to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, and that's in Round Rock, Texas. And again, I'm going to give that information out. Mail your check to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, and the zip is 78664. Today, I want to talk about marriages, because if we're talking about the health of a family, we have to talk about the health of a marriage or the lack of health in marriages today. And my guest is a divorce attorney in Washington State. His name is David Krause. His website is krauselawgroup.com. And although David is an attorney who litigates divorce, he has noted that there are three telltale signs that your marriage is headed for divorce court. And I am a huge believer in marriage. I'm a huge believer in people staying together, especially for the health and well-being of their children. But if you're in a marriage right now and you're wondering if it's going to last, pay close attention, because these are the signs that your marriage is headed to divorce court. And if there is some way that you can get in there and make changes before it's too late, both David and I agree that it's very, very important that you do this. His career is focused exclusively on family law. He has been published in the Gonzaga University Law Review and in other publications. He is a frequent lecturer at Washington family law-related continuing legal education courses. He has been elected to the Order of Barristers for Excellence in Courtroom Advocacy. He received multiple American Jurisprudence Awards for legal writing and oral advocacy, and has served as a Superior Court Judge pro tem. He earned his Bachelor of Arts degree from Gonzaga University and went on to obtain his law degree with honors in 1993. While at the University School of Law, he won the Client Counseling Competition and the Linden Cup Competition. The Linden Cup is a competition to determine the best oral advocate in the law school. Pretty impressive. He, along with his partners, received the Best Legal Brief in the Nation recognition and finished second in the nation in oral advocacy. So I am very honored that David took time out of his busy Saturday to join us today to talk about the three main telltale signs that your marriage is heading to divorce court. David, welcome to Healing Our World.
Thank you. It's nice to be there.
Now, of course, your goal today is not to necessarily look for new clients. Your goal is to help people realize and see where they may be headed. And, of course, we're going to talk about those top three things. But what made you so determined to start reaching out to the public about the three main reasons people end up in divorce court?
Well, as your practice goes on, and I've been practicing for 21 years now, I've done over 4,500 cases, you sort of have an epiphany. You realize that there's far more work out there than you can handle. You get to the point in your career where you're turning 20 cases away for each one you take, and it makes you start thinking that maybe there's something more to do than just look at the dissolution process. Maybe one of the things we can do is get information out there to individuals so that they can make, you know, hopefully better decisions, get in a better direction in life, because we certainly don't need more business. There's got to be a better way.
You know, I imagine it can be rather depressing being an attorney, dealing with, you know, helping the families come to the end of their marriage. And I have to tell you, I commend you for taking the time to focus on identifying these problems and then talking about ways that you can ferret out before it's too late. And statistically, you know, I've been looking over your bio and the information, and of course we talked before the program as well. It
right.
doesn't look very good statistically if people end up in the courtroom, does it?
No, it never does. One of the things we encourage everyone who calls, if they're thinking about reconciliation, is getting services before they come into the attorney's office, because my experience tells me, and I know it's a similar experience shared by other longtime practitioners, is that once you're in the attorney's office, once you've filed for divorce, your chance of reconciliation is very low, certainly under 5%. And as I mentioned earlier, I've been involved in over 4,500 cases. They're not all divorce cases. Some are custody cases or support modification proceedings. But what I found through that 21-year period of time is that I can honestly tell you there's less than 20, to be very safe, and I'm guessing under 10 cases that have ever successfully reconciled long-term. It just doesn't happen.
You know, that's pretty sad statistics. So, folks, listen, if you're in a marriage that you think might be in trouble, definitely stay tuned. We're going to take a short station break, and we'll be back in just a moment with David Krause of the Krause Law Group. Thank you.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
This is Mary Toko, and you are listening to Healing Our World with Republic Broadcasting. Remember, this is an opportunity for you to show your support and how much you appreciate the programming here by being part of our pledge drive. I'm encouraging you to call in and make your pledge today. The number is 800-724-2719, or go to the website and hit the donation button. We just need a little bit more help to get through the year, and we're counting on our loyal listeners to do that. So we thank you, and I just want to let you know we do appreciate your continued support. Today, I am talking with David Kraus, who is an attorney. We are talking about the telltale signs of a marriage ending up in divorce or heading towards divorce court. So, David, in your estimation, what is the primary reason for rising divorce rates in the United States?
It's probably close between the use of pornography and infidelity or financial stress, but because financial stress can lead to issues of infidelity or pornography use, I would probably lean towards financial stress.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about that. We know that Americans overindulge.
For sure.
And I know personally in my life, one of my goals has been to simplify and keep it really easy and simple because I realize things don't make us happy. But, you know, we do. We live in a country where we have multiple TVs, multiple cell phones, multiple cars, car payments we can't afford, credit card debt off the charts. And,
sure.
and yet we expect these young couples who want everything the year they get married, they want it all. It's not like in the old days where women had hope chests and gradually built up their dishes and their pots and pans, and then they would have a small wedding shower and get a nice few gifts for their wedding. Women these days, and men as well, want the house, they want the cars, the toys. They are not happy with, you know, starting out small. I mean, it's really quite amazing how this generation especially has become so consumption oriented. So how do you encourage people who are involved in a marriage, you know, maybe a young marriage, maybe not, but the finances are getting to them? What do you recommend?
Well, I think there's an observation to be made that most marriages that we see by percentage are ending in the 3 to 7 year mark. I mean, that's statistically where you're going to see the majority of your marriages end. And I think it's tied, as you noted, to some of the quick pressures and stresses that happen with finances. I'm sure that finances are behind 50% of dissolutions, and would not surprise me to see them behind 75%. And essentially what's occurring is that as you build credit card debt, as you have car payments, as you have a home that you really can't afford, soon you find yourself in a situation where you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. It's very difficult to make ends meet. You're using credit to pay credit, and stresses build and tensions build. It has to. It happens in every case. And unfortunately, everybody needs a relief from that stress. There's got to be something out there to take the pressure off, because we're not designed to live under 24/7 pressure, which, of course, finances give you. And in those situations, oftentimes the relief that individuals are seeking are not healthy. And it ranges. You know, it could be, I did a recent marital dissolution where we had a husband that was literally on the golf course 6 days a week to the complete exclusion of his family, and it was financially stress-driven. Of course, we see very frequently that folks will spend time in bars, you know, not the best place for family-related things to occur. We see people go to infidelity because it is an escape, and it's a frequent cause of infidelity. People under stress look for a release, and that certainly provides that. And then more and more frequently, I see it increasing in family law cases over the last 10 years, and especially over the last 5 years, is, you know, seeking an escape through the use of pornography. And this is something that is a very common occurrence. So the first thing I would say to an individual who has, or a couple that have got themselves in serious credit card debt, they're not making ends meet, is get help for that. And one of the simplest ways to do it is actually one of the least expensive. I point my own clients who range in their income, but may well be six-figure, solid six-figure income to Dave Ramsey. It's a effective course. It is inexpensive. It's offered at non-denominational churches at very little to no cost. It's certainly, you know, well known throughout the internet and radio world, and I have found his courses to be exceedingly effective in helping people turn their lives around.
And I think they have to be willing to recognize, first of all, that they have a problem that is completely out of control, and if they don't stop the bleeding, it's going to just get worse. And I think you're right, Dave Ramsey. I listen to him when I'm traveling and I'm driving long distance. I love catching him, because what's really exciting is when you hear these callers that call in and say, I did it. You know, I got rid of $80,000 worth of credit card debt and now I am free. And it's got to be absolutely empowering for people. But what if it's one of the partners in the marriage who is a compulsive spender and refuses to cooperate? I'm sure that makes it almost impossible for the family to survive that type of situation.
Well, it does in a number of ways, because you're sort of on a roller coaster ride when you have these compulsive spending. It's really the same thing as we see with gambling addictions that ruin families. And what families can't take is it gets better for 60 or 90 or 120 days, and then there's a major issue that brings everyone down. Then it gets better for 30, 60, 90 days, and then there's a major issue that brings the family down. Now, that cycle is what's really destructive. That's the thing that people can't take. And when they have that type of situation, I encourage individuals to take care of themselves first. And it's never a bad idea, even if you were by yourself, to look at Dave Ramsey, what could be done. Maybe I can, you know, help spearhead the drive. Certainly invite the other spouse to get involved in counseling, marital counseling, so that everyone's voice is being heard. Those are all valid options. If the debt is too great, and sometimes it is, when you have $100,000 of credit card debt, and that's not uncommon, by the way. I've seen it many times, even among folks earning $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year. Mm. When you have $100,000 credit card debt and you're paying 20% interest on that, you're going to pay many hundreds of thousands of dollars of interest, and it's going to be many years before you can get out from underneath that, if you ever do, realistically. And so maybe you're beyond Dave Ramsey at that point and needing to consult with a bankruptcy attorney to get your life back on track. But there are options out there. But I would agree with you is that when you have one party that refuses to change course and the cycle of ruin continues, certainly, like I said earlier, 50% of that is sitting in my office at some point down the road. It may take 2, 3, 4 years, but they're sitting in my office.
Oh, wow. Well, we're getting ready to take another short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about this whole problem with internet pornography and how it is invading its way into the marriage as well as into the families of people who are going through this. We're going to talk about the percentage of divorce cases involving women who are involved in internet pornography, because as I remember it years ago, it usually, you know, when I was growing up, it was usually the man outside the home who was the number one person involved with, you know, pornography or infidelity. But things are changing now. And so when we come back, we're going to talk with David Krause and find out how many divorce cases are now women involved with internet pornography. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Let's work together to support RBN. For every publication sold from TakeFromCaesar.us during the month of July, I'll donate $20 and give you 10% off the sale price. Simply enter RBN2 in the coupon code window of the shopping cart page, click Update, then enter your personal information to place your order. TakeFromCaesar.us, RBN2 in the coupon window, 10% off. $20 to RBN for every item sold. Doing my part while helping you do yours. Support RBN today.
If you're just now joining me, this is Mary Toko with Healing Our World, and my guest today is attorney David Krause. And David, I did want to mention that you have a new book out called Divorce in Washington, The Legal Process, Your Rights, and What to Expect. And before we get into our topic here, I did want to ask you, divorce varies from state to state quite a bit, doesn't it?
Does. Many of the concepts are the same. For example, probably judges across the country are going to look at the same or similar factors in determining who might get custody or on what basis maybe a parent's residential time might be restricted. But the way you get there is certainly going to vary from state to state. And of course, there's nuances for every state. Yes.
So your book is to really help people who live in Washington state to help them know the legal process as they are considering going through divorce.
Right. I was contacted by Atticus Publishing in 2013 to write the book Divorce in Washington. What it was designed to do is answer every question any individual could have about the divorce process, and then probably quite a few more beyond that. in a way that is not legal jargon. It's the way anyone could understand it. And fortunately, though, Atticus Publishing, which is a pretty major nonfiction publisher, is attempting to cover the country with these books. So while I have authored Divorce in Washington, there might be truths that go beyond the borders. They have covered many states already, Nebraska, et cetera, goes throughout. It's where they started in Divorce in Nebraska. And if you go to the Atticus Publishing website, it's a good chance that your state is covered. And they have a wonderful template. They approached me with the template. I wrote the content, but they have set forth then essentially every question you could possibly want to know and more. And then it's provided for the particular state.
Wonderful. Now let's get back to this whole issue of pornography and how it's affecting the marriage. And years ago, we would have always assumed majority of the people who were involved with, you know, pornography or infidelity were usually men, because women were in the homes raising their children. They didn't have the opportunities. And now I'm aging myself. I'm in my late 50s, but now things are completely different. So what percentage of divorce cases involve women who are involved with internet pornography or inappropriate sexual encounters over the internet?
Well, I would say that it still involves the minority of cases when you look at the use of internet pornography. It still is the majority of cases that we're going to see men involved with that. And you're absolutely correct. Maybe I date myself too. I'm 49, but when I started practicing law 21 years ago, internet didn't exist. And so we saw very few pornography issues. Certainly there was infidelity, and that was behind some of the divorce, but it didn't exist. So now we've had this forum come into our lives. And as I mentioned earlier, it seems to have really exploded over the last 10 years, where there's immediate and constant access to sexual content. So your marriage is stressed. It's probably financial, could be an addiction, could be a gambling addiction, could be alcohol, but there's this release, this source of relief right there, ready available for you, and people gravitate to it. And what's interesting is you have to differentiate between the type of internet pornography use between the genders. Men are primarily physically driven. And so they are looking to satisfy a physical desire. And I've seen this play out through many, many, many cases. So they're hooked to the physical aspect of the internet pornography. Women are not so physically driven. I'm sure there are some cases, but that's not what I've seen in my practice. What I've seen over and over is women seek an emotional connection, and they find that in internet chat rooms. And it could start off completely legitimate, and someone forms a connection, a bond, and there's a desire to meet. That may lead to a webcam. That may lead to a meeting in person. And all of it, though, leads to a bad place for the family, for sure. And so that's the difference I see between the two. Now, that's not to say that women aren't increasingly involved in pornography. They are, but where it's really destructive is those internet chats.
Pretty scary stuff to think that, and our children are exposed to this stuff as well. I mean, I'm amazed at how many children have their little pads they're walking around with all day long while mom and daddy are at work, and God only knows what sites they're getting on. And so we're really setting this up in our society for a huge crisis. But the level of damage that it does in a marriage goes so far beyond the few minutes of pleasure one might get. How do people respond? Like, let's say, for example, a man is involved with some sort of pornography. You know, he's hitting it wherever he is, whatever, and she finds
pretty
out
common.
About it. How does that affect her? And just to touch on it lightly, you know, how does it break down the marriage?
Okay. And I'm speaking exclusively from what I've seen in my practice, and so I think I have very good source of information, because when clients come into my office, they're honest with me. And so I see it. One of the first things I put out there is everyone needs to understand that pornography is not victimless. okay? There's a lot of victims out there. It's devastating to families. I see it over and over again in my practice, not to mention some of the women that find themselves involved in pornography. And I just want to throw this out there. After having my own child biologically, we adopted internationally, two from Russia, two from Ukraine. Well, what we see in statistics in family law practice, and I read these as part of the scope of what I do, is a large majority of this pornography is coming over from Ukraine, from Russia. That's why we sought to get our daughters out of that. And it's brought over here, imported into America, assuming it's victimless, but it's nothing close to that. And I think most people can understand that aspect. But what they're not seeing, as you were touching on, is it destroys our marriages. And you ask, why is that? Well, I can tell you. Number one, if the husband is online viewing pornography, necessarily desires are going to be developed. Mm-hmm. And he's going to want to act on those desires. I mean, that's not a hard concept to understand by any means. And so he's going to want to bring that into the bedroom. Now, that's not always very well received. The other damage that the internet does as far as pornography is it creates a new sense of normal. When you see individuals time and time again, and there's hundreds and thousands of similar images on the internet, when you see them engaging in certain conduct, you tend to believe that this is normal, acceptable behavior. And again, you want to bring it into your marital bedroom, and it's not often very well received, depending on how far you've gone. You can keep going. Internet pornography is like drugs. You may view a site, and it's interesting to you, but after a while, it loses its interest, and yet you need a little bit more. I hear this from my clients as they bemoan the demise of their marriage. They're honest with me about it. And you go a little farther and a little more out there, and you're deviating more from the norm, and you're going to cross a point where it's not going to be accepted in the bedroom. Now what? I recently was involved in a dissolution where a well-known and respected surgeon got involved into internet pornography in his early 60s, and the couple were planning retirement within 3 years. They had substantial savings. They had travel plans, and the pornography use led to a complete demise of the marriages. Then the surgeon looked for outlets because it wasn't well received by his wife outside of the home, and of course then the marriage fell apart because there's got to be some resolution to those desires. And so you have just a host of problems that come in, and you can add in that as well if you want to keep going, and we could probably spend more than our hour actually covering all of these issues, that after viewing internet pornography extensively, what occurs in the marital bedroom is often not interesting. The normal sexual process between husband and wife breaks down or ceases altogether, and marriages fall apart where you have no physical connection. So it's not victimless. And then to throw another one on top of it, we see over and over again in the courts, and the judges rule hardly on it, or harshly, I should say, on it, where you have someone who is utilizing pornography, the kids get access to dad or mom's stash, and it's traumatizing when you see mom involved in a webcam, right? Mm. And now you've got a serious problem.
Boy, oh boy, just talking about it is just very distressful because I just know it's rampant out there. And so, folks, think before you open that door. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver, only at SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Healing Our World, and I am your host, Mary Toko. My guest today is David Krause. And boy, I'll tell you what, this is one of those radio programs that I pray to God, if you're listening and you're married and you're seeing some of the signs, that you get focused on ways to help yourself and your partner get the help you need before you end up in divorce court. What is the best general advice that you can give those who are in a troubled marriage, specifically dealing with one person who is involved in pornography or even involved in an affair outside the marriage?
Well, when you're looking to see if the marriage can be saved, one of the first things I say, because I do get calls like that from potential clients who say, is there anything I can do, and or should I just give up? And one of the questions I ask them is your partner willing to stop the conduct? And that's the first question that has to be answered. You can't resolve a marriage where someone is still involved in an affair. Okay, there has to be something from the spouse that indicates a willingness to change. There's some remorse that you see. I've stopped the relationship. I'm willing to get assistance. Your marriage is not going to get resolved as much as you hope, wish, dream, pray, etc., if the other spouse is continuing on in their infidelity. It's just not. A lot of folks don't want to hear that, and they call me later. It's just in saying you were right. It's just not going to get resolved. But where you see remorse, where you see a willingness to change, where you see a willingness to stop the conduct, then I always suggest that individuals find a counselor that they feel comfortable working with, designed to work on these family issues and make productive changes. And productive changes can occur. And one of the things we have to recognize is, I mean, it may sound cliche, but pornography is like crack. It is always there. It keeps calling you back. It's so readily available, and it's so hard to stay away from it. And so there's going to be a process in getting some distance from the pornography or the infidelities. And sometimes folks say to me, look, I can't afford a counselor. What do? I tell individuals, find a non-denominational church, a large one that offers services if you can. You don't have to regularly attend, but they offer at least some quality pastoral counseling usually, or they can assist you in finding other resources, and they have a myriad of programs available in a lot of these churches, such as Celebrate Recovery. That's good for getting out of pornography. Dave Ramsey courses, as we've talked before. They have divorce care support groups. There's just so many good things that are being offered out there at little to no charge by many large non-denominational churches.
And what I have found, I'd like to add here, is that is a huge difference between somebody who comes clean, says, I've been doing something I shouldn't have been doing, it's inappropriate and I want to stop, versus somebody who gets caught and says, oh, I'm sorry. The question I would ask is, are you sorry you got caught, or are you sorry that you were doing what you were doing? Because they're always sorry when they
get caught.
Absolutely
correct. Absolutely
and
correct.
That's the huge difference between maybe abusing something and being addicted to it as well. And so I would say, you know, just from my own knowledge and my own experience and research over the years with addiction, that if somebody comes clean and you, even when you have no knowledge of what's going on, there's a better chance that person is willing to do what it's going to take to change the behavior and do what it takes to get that marriage back online. But if they get caught and they get exposed, they're not necessarily sorry for what they're doing. They're sorry they got caught, because now they have to deal with the consequences.
Depends on, yeah, you're right. Depends on certainly the circumstance. There are people who get caught who, you know, in some ways they hope they get caught. You know, they've been doing this and they can't get themselves out of, and it's almost a relief to be caught. And they do come clean, but you're absolutely right. You really have to probe whether the contrition is real.
So right now, parents, you have children in the home. If you want, and you know, we didn't even touch on blended families, and I know we only have a couple of minutes, but blended families are also causing some huge problems post-marriage. You know, you've got parents of different children getting together, and obviously fathers are not going to necessarily love those children like they were his own, and vice versa. And then you have the spouse from the previous marriages that to deal with. What's going on in that arena with blended families?
Well, this is a reason we're seeing so many divorces over the age of 35. Really what's happening, because statistically, once you get past the 10-year of marriage mark, it's not time to let your guard down, but statistically, when you get past 10 years, you have a very good chance of having a permanent marriage. So why are we seeing it post-35 happen so often? It's because we have blended families. And I think that most people do try to love children as their own. Most people do try to step up and be a great parent, step-parent. But the problem you have is marriages themselves are difficult enough to make work. It requires a lot of effort. And then, as you've noted, you've got that other former spouse, the former husband, the former wife, who are literally lobbing hand grenades into your home with comments such as, you don't need to listen to him, he's not your father, he doesn't do anything right, she doesn't care about you, she cares about her own children. And so the quick answer to that is, as soon as you see those signs, if you wait, you've probably waited too long, as soon as you see those signs, get involved in family counseling. Otherwise, again, you may last two or three more years, but you'll end up in my office.
And the consequences on the family are devastating, because if you do truly have, you know, a father in the home who doesn't want to father that young boy, there's going to be friction. There's going to be resentment, and that young boy is always going to feel like he's unloved. And what does that do for him as he grows up? And vice versa.
For sure, and let me throw this in too. When you have the infidelity, Mary, when you have the infidelity, let's say mom hooks up with that person long-term, they get married, that she had an affair with. Imagine the resentment in the children. I see it over and over and over to that new spouse. It broke up their what they loved was their father and mother. Now try to make that work. And when you think about that, then you start seeing how difficult this is.
Boy, I'll tell you, I've been single now for 11 years after a 24-year marriage, and the thought of getting married again scares me to death, because there's so many issues and people with so many issues out there in our age group that I'm just like, I'm better off just being by myself.
Well, you know, the truth of that, the truth of that for sure is that if you don't resolve your issues that led to the first marital breakup, all that guarantees is that you will take those issues, those same issues, into the next relationship. And so what people have to look at is, has this person or have I gotten the help necessary, maybe my spending, pornography, whatever the case may be, necessary so I'm not bringing the issues in? That's really the question.
Absolutely. It has to start with ourselves. And there's plenty of help out there. All you have to do is walk into a major bookstore or go to Amazon and start putting in, you know, help for addiction, help for codependency, help for blended families. You will see there are numerous resources out there of people who've been in the situation, have learned from those situations, and now are putting their wisdom in a book for you to grab out and read and learn ahead of time before you find yourself in the midst of a crisis. And I know that's what I would certainly do. If I was, and I don't even have young children, my children are all on their own and grown now, but if I was a young mom and I was considering remarriage, and I've got children that are anywhere from 18 or younger living in the home, I would definitely do everything I could to look at the problems that can happen and really evaluate it before you bring that family together, because you know what, it's not worth it. It really
isn't. That's excellent advice.
It's advice that I would give to my own children, David, is, you know, before you think about blending families, you better really know that person you're going to be married to and look and see what their relationship is like with their ex-wife or their ex-husband.
That's right. And I'll throw one more thing in over, because it's such a valid point. I tell my female clients, the surest way for you to lose custody of your children post-divorce is to get involved with a man who has domestic violence issues that are done in front of your children, brings drug issues into the home, or is assaultive toward your children. You will lose placement.
Well, David, this has been very, very good. I'll probably have you on again in the future, because this is such a hot topic. I want to thank you for spending your Saturday with me. God bless
My
you.
Pleasure.
Take care. And folks, thank you for joining in, and I look forward to meeting you again next week. Take care and have a wonderful week.